Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
We want to make great decisions on and off the field. And we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and we're on the call-up periods, that we're making great decisions. And so the message will be the same for all our players, that we're trying to make great decisions. And any conversations that I've had with Stefan will remain between him and I and the club.
According to a video,
that we're going to do, Karen, is we're going to coach the guys that show up at 8. And the ones that say, hey, I got a situation, we'll be here at 8:05. We'll coach those as well. This is a voluntary part of our off-season program. Every player that's not here, which there aren't many, have been in communication with me and their position coaches.
Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel does not sound thrilled about what his top receiver has maybe been up to in the last couple of days, or how it's gone. Maybe just that he's on video. Good morning. Stopped raining, at least. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy White is off for the rest of the week. So if you didn't see it, it was, you know, circulating through social media yesterday. The Patriots, with their OTAs, and as you heard Vrabel mention, they only had a couple of guys that weren't there at OTAs. And one of them was Stephon Diggs, who, before we get to the boat part of it, if I remember right, Sal, Diggs very rarely came to Bills OTAs, right?
I don't know about very rarely. I don't remember. It was mandatory minicamp when he got sent home. And he had that whole
fiasco.
So he wasn't here that year, and I don't think the year before that. Maybe the first 2 years he might have been.
Okay.
The first year he signed was COVID. So there was no OTAs we know it now.
Okay.
But he worked out with Josh in Florida. There was a lot of videos of the team getting together.
That's right.
Right, for some workouts.
Yeah.
And I think he might have been here the next year for most of it, if I remember correctly. I'm not positive.
Okay, so maybe it was
maybe it was the last 2 years where he wasn't.
Okay. So he's not there, though, for New England. Might be worth mentioning that I'm pretty sure he would not have been on the field doing team drills or anything anyway, because he's coming back from the torn ACL. I know he's doing well in his recovery. I can't imagine he's doing that well in his recovery, or maybe I'm wrong.
Well, Vrabel was asked about that later.
Yeah.
Because he said he was here last week, right? Like, he was there already.
Okay.
He had showed up last week, apparently.
Yeah.
And he's not there this week, and you have the video. And Vrabel was asked about how he looks, and he's like, he doesn't really get into it. I don't know how much he did or didn't do the previous week.
Yeah.
He might be on the field doing work. I'm not really sure. We could find that. Maybe someone knows, but he was there. You're right. I mean, he's still recovering. There's a question about that, but he was there last week, apparently.
Okay, so there is that. And for rehab purposes, you might want the guy in the room anyway, bonding with your new quarterback who's young and trying to take a next step.
Sure.
So if you didn't see it, then there's this video with him and his, I believe, girlfriend now, the official, him and Cardi B. They're on a boat, and there are other women. I mean, how many people are on this boat?
Oh, there's
like 200 people are on this boat.
Well, I mean, the clips that I saw, there were about 20 people partying.
Yes, in the bay in Miami.
Right, with bikinis and you know, shirts off and all that. It was
music pumping.
Looked like a nice, looked like a club. You know, it was happening.
It looked like a club. You also might have seen, if you're watching the video, the presence of some drugs, which
you see?
We don't know exactly what it was. You hear something in the video, too, that indicates that that could have been what it was.
Because what does he say? Or what does someone say? What do you mean? What did you hear?
I want to listen. Like what I heard was him saying, don't take too much.
Okay, so I will tell you, most in this business, like, I always try to not step in it, right?
Sure, yeah.
We all do.
Sure.
It's easy to do. I have heard a lot of stuff about this over the last 12 to 15, 16 hours since I started seeing this stuff happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest. I'm like super uncomfortable talking about like what I see or don't see.
Sure.
Because I don't know what...
We don't know. Yeah.
I don't want to make an accusation that's not correct.
Sure.
But at the same time, you literally have reporters asking Mike Vrabel about a substance on the boat, right? Like... there's a space for it. I don't know what that space is and how I want to talk about it. If you have, we should play you the clip from EEI in Boston. I'll find it and I'll send it to Josh maybe.
Okay.
The hosts on EEI, I mean, they went full
I'm sure that's all they were talking
they
about.
They went full in on this and talking about pink cocaine and 2C and all this. Like, it's
EEI willing to step in it? What do you mean?
Right, exactly, right? So,
no, not like
I mean,
that.
Hey, sorry. I don't know, like, the correct way to navigate to talk about this because I don't know what it is. I was laughing actually at some of the comments.
Sure. Yeah.
On the video. Because like one said, who said a guy can't have Big League Chew these days? Right? Like you're looking at the it's pink. Like there's just it's funny. And I'm like, I don't know what to think now about this.
That is a good comment.
Right.
Was that in the chat? Could we give points for that, Owen? It wasn't in our chat.
It was the comments under the video.
Okay.
At the very least,
the way to talk about it, because same with me, like I don't really know where to take it from. Like, I'm not trying to have a conversation about whether he should be suspended. I mean, you could have that if that's what that stuff is. I'm sure Roger Goodell isn't going to appreciate, you know, even the implication that one of the players in the league is just out there on video, just in the middle of the summer, you know, with coke, if that's what it was, on a boat. Vrabel, I'm sure, definitely doesn't appreciate it. I'm sure he doesn't want to be being asked about it at OTAs. The way to talk about it might be, in a more generic sense, that this is a player that there was drama with, right or wrong, there was drama with the Bills in the final months and year of his career, and there really wasn't any in Houston, right? Like, nothing that I remember from his last year playing for the Texans that was anything like this, or anything like that happened maybe in the final year where you're wondering about how happy he is with the Bills, but you already got it in New England, and Vrabel is a very... no-nonsense coach. He's trying to establish a culture. He's got a young quarterback that he's trying to mold, I'm sure, and is going
want to make great decisions on the field and off the field.
Right.
Went right to it.
And he's going to want positive influences around Drake May, so I don't know. Like, does this make a Bills fan smile today? That he is already causing distractions in New England?
Oh, I've seen plenty of that already. Yeah, for sure.
So almost maybe like this is maybe a good question. Some fans might be happy he's there. Is that too far? He's still a good player. I mean, we got to see what he looks like when he comes back from the knee. I think he's still going to be a very good slot receiver in the league. I think his days as an outside perimeter number one are long gone. But I think he's going to be a good slot receiver for that team. But If you think that this is not a one-off, that he's going to cause distractions in New England, and they've got a young, moldable quarterback that's really talented, shouldn't some Bills fans, being consistent, think, oh, I actually like that he's in New England. I prefer that he's with the Patriots doing this.
Because you think it could rot from the inside because of it, right? You think he could be combustible enough to cause problems from the inside to the outside, where this team, where you think could be the next threat in the AFC East, because they have a young quarterback, they finally might have the coach, they're not there, but they could be better than the Dolphins or Jets, but something could hold them back. This type of thing could hold them back. No doubt I think you could think that. I also think it's, he's not our problem anymore. We don't have to discuss this. I think it's maybe less of what you said, which is right what you said, but maybe less of that versus, I'm just glad we don't have to talk about it here in Buffalo's being us. Because if that's us, this is dominating what everybody's fighting about.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Really, probably at any point in his Bills career too, right? Like, I'm not sure even if, you know, if this had happened, this video had come out while he was a Bill, before, you know, he throws his arms up in Cincinnati and leaves the locker room early, before all the questions in the final year about whether he wanted to stay here and whether he was happy or not, like, the first two and a half, three years, really, right? Like, for the most part, 3 years with the Bills were pretty much drama-free. Do I have that right?
Yeah,
like,
I think so.
If this, though, happened even within that time period, I think it would have been a massive, you know, I don't want to overstate it. But it would have been a story.
Listen,
it definitely would have been a story.
What's interesting to me is when you started this segment, you said the Patriots' number one wide receiver. And you're probably not wrong. But that stuck with me. Like, wait a minute. At his age, coming off the injury, number one wide receiver, which is probably right.
A lot of that, for me, when I say that, is what they have around him. Like, on most teams, he is not a number one. Like, he's not a true number one in the league.
Right, but isn't that kind of an indictment on who they have? I mean, they signed Mac Hollins. He's not their number one receiver.
No.
Right? I mean,
they would
Jalen Polk?
No, he had a bad rookie year. So, Kendrick Bourne, I'm sure, is still there. He feels like he's been there for like 10
years.
Yes,
he has. Keyshawn Boutte,
yeah.
Boutte, is how you say it?
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
Kyle Williams, they drafted. The kid from Maryland.
But that was like round four, maybe. DeMario Douglas is still there, but none of these guys.
You're right. He probably outranks every one of these guys, to be quite honest with you. Listen, if there's anything that's happened over the last 12 hours that I can say has come out of this for me, it is I have learned more about pink cocaine and Tusi than I ever knew in my life, to be quite honest with you.
I do like, it was funny scrolling through social media yesterday and different news organizations, articles like, what is pink cocaine? And it's just an article explaining it. Diggs has given
it's
us that.
It's not really cocaine. It's really got this and that in it. And
yeah.
Okay. I think it was amazing like that he was asked about it in this way. In the clip that we played. Like the first thing out of shoot when he steps up to the podium or the mic at the press conference yesterday was a Patriots beat reporter saying, hey, there's a video with a questionable substance from Stephon Diggs, and he has to answer that.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're aware of it. I mean, it's just, again, I feel really weird talking about it because I don't want to make an accusation that's not correct
because
I don't know what's in it. But at the same time, everyone is, it is out there. It's being talked about in that manner.
Right. And you open yourself up to that when you, like, Bulldog put it this way yesterday. Dude, just don't get caught. You know? Like, because now it's out there for everybody to, you know, make their, you know, guesses or whatever and create their takes around it and have the coach have to talk about it and have it be a story about Patriots OTAs is not what's, you know, not Drake May taking another step or the new coach coming in and setting a culture. It's more now about what's going on with this guy over here down in Miami. And I do.
Hey, HBO, can you change and make the Patriots Hard Knocks, please? Can we get to that?
Well, because
I want to see this.
One reason I would love to see that is I am very curious about the personalities between Mike Vrabel and Stephon Diggs and how those two coexist and what you get. I think Sean McDermott said culture coach and, you know, has been a little different, you know, in some ways, at least in the public sphere in the last 12 months. Seems a little bit more mellow, laid back at times. And sometimes that's interviews and stuff and isn't representative of what a guy is like behind the scenes. But Vrabel is just, at least in comparison to McDermott, I think this is probably true. Isn't Vrabel just a little bit more combustible? than McDermott. Doesn't he come off that way?
Yeah, I think outwardly, like to people, like Sean, I'm sure can be, you know, very. He'll let his emotions like that probably more behind closed doors. Like if he's got something to say, he's just going to make sure it's not where you can see it, talk about it, out in the headlines, on the field. And I think Vrabel probably
a little more shoot from the hip
gets
a,
Yeah, gets there a little bit quicker where.
And that to me is what creates a potential. I mean, this is nothing, right? Like from what Vrabel said. Vrabel saying, "I've spoken to Diggs about it. We'll coach the guys that are here."
Yes.
But I do wonder if there's anything more to come in terms of Diggs drama in New England. How Vrabel will sound about it? How Vrabel will act about it? Because listen, if he
Joe, he signed a 3-year deal too. By the way,
who did?
Diggs.
Oh, Diggs did. Yeah. That's Sorry. Right.
Three years, $69 million. Now I think they can get out of it after a year. It's a little bit. It's a penalty,
I'm
but
sure
not a ton.
I'm
right?
sure they have outs.
There's a way to do it. By the way, thank you for some tweets and comments here. Here's a tweet from Jake getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Jake says, "Pink cocaine is not cocaine. It's a synthetic hallucinogenic drug like LSD. Not that it makes it any better, but just so we are clear." Yes, Jake, I know now because I've learned this over the last 12 hours, but thank you. That's exactly, yes, this is, this. You are one of many people I've learned this from, and I appreciate that, but I never knew this. If you had said to me a week ago, if you had mentioned the words pink cocaine, I'm thinking it's cocaine that's pink.
Right.
That's not the case, apparently.
I would have thought the same thing. I guess that's not the case.
It's made up of other drugs.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if we get anything more from Diggs.
So,
Patriots this year.
I want to be.
Other than his play in the field.
And look, I'm going to be consistent in what I've always said about these kinds of things, whether it's a Bills player, a Patriots player, a player that you like or hate or whatever, which is it's OTAs. It's voluntary. Yeah. He doesn't have to be there. That wouldn't bother me. If I'm a Patriots fan today, if I'm a Patriots reporter, if I'm on WEEI today, I am not at all concerned that Stephon Diggs isn't at OTAs. You'd love everybody there. I'll say the same thing I say about Josh Allen maybe not being there when he has a wedding or somebody else having whatever they have. Rasul Douglas didn't show up to OTAs last year. That's fine. They don't have to be. These guys work year-round. They know all of their, they know their body. Nothing wrong with that. If Stephon Diggs wants to be on a boat in Miami Memorial Day weekend during OTAs, I would have zero issue with it. What happens, though, is when you get a video like this and it becomes the talking point of, wait a minute, like, yeah, you can be away, but now we're talking about and questioning your judgment on what you're doing when you're away.
Yeah.
That becomes a different story. It's not that you have to be there, but do what you want, dude. I don't care what they do kind of on their off time. It is their off time still. It's voluntary. But I do care, and I would care, and you should care, if all of a sudden you have to start talking about one of your top players making really questionable decisions during that time.
Yeah. It also could be a could just be a boat thing. Remember the Beckham Giants boat picture? Something about boats? Maybe? Is that it? Being on a boat just comes off differently than what if he was on a hike?
The Giants have not been back to the playoffs since that picture.
That's true. And everyone remembers that picture. It was talked about in that
Giants
playoff
were in the playoffs
game.
2 years ago.
Yeah, well, oh, wait, that's right.
Sorry.
Right?
Maybe it's they haven't won a playoff game.
Oh, maybe.
No, they won a game. They beat the Vikings.
Yeah, they beat the Vikings.
Okay, well, then I guess it's dead, and I just forgot about it.
It was a thing. There is something about that, Giant streak, but whatever.
I'm not a boat guy. Are you a boat guy?
Increasingly a boat guy. I don't know that I'd ever get to, I'd want to own one. I would like to have, I want to always have a friend, though, that owns one.
That's a great philosophy. I like that.
I don't want to own one, but I always want a friend that
Yana likes going out on boats, and sometimes we get invited. She's like, oh, yeah, that'd be great. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to be disrespectful. I'll go out. It'll be fun. It's my friends or whatever.
But you're not into it.
But here's the thing about going out on a boat. The time it takes you to get to where you want to go is the same amount of time it's going to take for you to get back.
Uh-huh.
So for every hour you go out, that's another hour of your life that it takes you to get back, and there's nothing to do out there. And I don't fish because it does not appeal to me.
Well, I mean, you just, you know, you relax and you pick your feet up.
I can do that on land, on the beach. I can do that in my backyard.
Yeah, but now you've gone on cruises, right?
I do like cruises, but there's something to do on the ship. I can go bowling on the ship.
But you would never just go hang out on a cruise ship at the port, would you? Like, part of the allure is
cruise
that you're
ships
out
are
in
pretty
the,
damn cool. I don't know. You never know.
You're in the open seas, and you get the visual. Like, you're out in the open water.
Do you know what I do when I get to the port on the cruise ship?
Go to the casino. I don't know.
No, I go on an excursion. I go out into the city.
Right.
I'm not staying on the boat.
That's right. But on those open sea days, I'm saying, like, you don't like the.
I do love that because there's something to do
through the ocean, and I mean, when you say Yana in like boat days, that would you're implying here, right?
Yeah, anywhere, like the harbor. Somebody says, hey,
yeah.
I got a boat. You want to go out? I'm like, yeah, that sounds cool to spend some time with you. You're my friend, and we can kind of catch up.
Yeah,
being on the boat itself, I would rather do that with you, like at your house in the backyard, probably, to be quite honest with you.
Then do it out on the boat.
Yeah, it does not appeal to me whatsoever.
Interesting.
Sorry.
But you will still
and
go.
And I lived in Florida, and I lived near a beach.
Yeah.
And people went on boats all the time. And where I lived, they have what's called the world's largest tarpon fishing tournament.
Okay. Okay.
And you know about tarpon?
No.
Okay. You got to watch tarpon fishing. It's a big deal. And, like, people go out. It's Boca Grande. It's west coast of Florida. And I'm like, and people would say, let's go out tarpon fishing. It is like this big deal. It's a really cool thing. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just not that cool because I have no interest whatsoever in doing that.
None whatsoever.
None. Zero.
Wow. Anti-boats. Just learning this about Sal.
I don't hate it. There's nothing that appeals to me whatsoever about it.
Hmm. This is curious. So you'll never own a boat.
I'm
assuming that is now correct.
Unless I'm rich enough to own a yacht, and I can put a bunch of stuff in it that keeps me distracted while we're out there on the sea.
Did you ever do when you lived in Florida, like the fan boat tours in the swamps?
Oh, now those things are no. See, those kinds
That's
of things
a very
are cool.
Different type of boat, I know, obviously.
But. When we were on the last cruise in Mexico, we actually went down the Belize River. It was super cool.
Yeah,
because it's literally like 2 hours of going around and seeing cool wildlife, and you're going fast. And there's stuff there that you're seeing, sightseeing.
Yeah. The chat wants to know, is it because you're afraid of water?
I am not the best swimmer, but I can swim a little bit. So that's partly it. I never was a swimmer growing up. I was never into water growing up. So that's partly it. Yeah, I don't love water.
Okay.
Sorry.
This all adds up. Well, Diggs was out on a boat, Miami Beach. So...
Yeah,
Maybe
if I had hair, somebody said I could feel the wind in my hair, I'd feel different. Maybe. But it's cool feeling it on my bald head.
Yeah.
So that's not it.
Think he's got a wedding this weekend to go to?
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Yvonne?
Yeah.
No. I mean, maybe.
I'm assuming no, but no. I don't know. How many former teammates do you think Josh invites?
Former?
I don't know how big his wedding is. It could be thousands, honestly, if he wanted it
here's
to be.
Here's something about this wedding, okay?
Yeah, which we think is this weekend, well, but we don't really point. Know like, fully, so.
For the league MVP, Josh Allen, here in Buffalo, who is this superstar,
yeah,
marrying a star Hollywood actress,
mm-hmm,
it is the best kept secret ever. It really is.
Other than, I think Deion Dawkins did say it on national television.
No, I know the date set, but nobody knows anything about this wedding, Joe.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, right, I don't think they wouldn't want to broadcast it, because then how many people would try to...
No, I get that. I understand, and a lot of times that... But it seems like it is... You can't find any info on anything of this.
Yeah.
At all. And that's okay. I don't need to find the info, but no, I think they've done a great job, everybody involved, with not giving anything out.
Right. I wonder what the list looks like for teammates and former teammates. How many are getting the invite? 100? How many former teammates has he had? You can't invite them all. He's had 500 teammates probably over 8 years.
I wonder how many current
years.
Teammates. It's not even that many probably.
Yeah, not everybody on the team's getting an invite.
No.
Right?
No.
Like, is Tyrell Shavers getting an invite?
No, I mean, Josh Allen said he didn't even know Tre'Davious White signed with the team.
That's that's right.
Right?
Well, he was not for a little bit.
Right, until he got in the locker room.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's guys, there are people, I would guess Dawson Knox would be there. I don't know, but he's his best friend.
I would be surprised if he wasn't.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. There's certain players you would assume it. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you've got a thought on Diggs in New England, feel free. I've got a quarterback question to get to with Sal. I was talking about this a little bit the other day about the big four in the AFC right now and the potential for it to become a big five, or maybe it never will. So I want to get to some quarterback stuff. And then Joe Marino is coming up at 8 o'clock, Locked On Bills. Joe got into looking at Josh Allen's pass attempts last year and trying to predict out, if it looks the same, where does the ball go this year? Who gets what? How big a role does each player have? I want to get to that with Joe as he broke that down on Locked On Bills. That's coming up at 8, but we still have time for your phone calls. So stay tuned. Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off today, and this is WGR.
The headline should be, Diggs partying on a boat in Miami, asses in his face, substance in a baggie, maybe.
Maybe not. Maybe pink cocaine, maybe not pink cocaine.
Which may or may not be cocaine. Could be MDMA.
It's not cocaine.
Could be ketamine.
Pink cocaine, not cocaine.
Could be
methamphetamine. Yeah, we don't really know.
Could be caffeine. We don't know what it is.
Caffeine.
I guess it's not caffeine, but we don't know what it is.
Like a cold brew gummy.
But the headline is, after his weekend in Miami Memorial Day, he's now not here.
Right.
Just a little taste of what's going on at WEEI in Boston.
That is from, by the way, Just wanted Jones and Keefe, by the way. Jones and Keefe on WEEI in Boston. Odyssey Sister Station.
Are they the two that went after us when the Bills and Patriots were battling in 2021?
No.
Who was that? I forget.
Gresh.
Gresh.
Yeah. Gresh and... They've changed some shows over the years.
Yeah.
This show we just heard from, their opposite Extra Point show, basically.
Okay.
So.
What was their problem then? What was their problem with us? I don't even remember. It was during the Bills-Patriots battle. And
I think it was something about the state of the game not being sold out, maybe, and they were making fun of something. I don't know. There was that part of it.
Yeah.
We were talking a big game, and then the Bills lost the wind game, and they kind of went after all the LOLs right there. You know what I mean? It was just all that.
Wasn't there something specific, though, too? I don't. Maybe not. Maybe you've got it.
Maybe.
It was just about the wind game and that season. New England had the lead in the division going into December.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I don't expect. I want to move on from the Patriots in a moment here. I have a funny poll up, too, about whether you're happy Diggs is a Patriot right now, and I think a lot of people are saying yes to that. I kind of expect it to be a battle this year. I don't think the Bills won't win the division, and I think they will by multiple games. But we talked about this. Have you looked at the beginning of the New England schedule? Like what their first eight games look like?
I believe I did, and I believe they're pretty tough.
No, it's easy.
Oh, okay.
It's super easy. Like they are going to be in the division race at the midpoint of the year.
Okay.
I don't know that they'll hang around. I don't know that they will. I don't think that they will win it. I don't think they'll even be alive in like week 17, week 18. But Raiders, Dolphins, Steelers, Panthers, Bills. There's the Bills. Saints, Titans, Browns, Falcons. That's their schedule into November. The Bills are the only playoff.
Are they beating the Raiders week one at home in Foxborough?
That will be a measuring stick. That is what we call a who's who game. I think.
I mean, Raiders it's and Patriots. Brady going back too. By the way, owner of the Raiders.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah, he'll be there. I would assume.
So there's some juice in that game. So the reason I ask is,
I do kind of like the Raiders this year to some extent. I like Geno.
Okay, so you could see the Raiders winning that game. Might happen,
yes.
Might not, right?
Yes.
Here's why I ask. I mean, I know you just said like it's kind of easy.
Yeah.
They could go 0-2 to start the year. If they lose that game, they could go to Miami and lose.
Sure.
They could lose to two and the Dolphins on September 14th at 1 o'clock.
That's right, because they're not a team yet, even though we all recognize they have potential because of the quarterback. Yeah, they're not a team where you would assume wins over anybody.
Oh.
Like, there's nobody you would assume a win against.
Agreed.
Maybe New Orleans.
I'm looking at this and go New Orleans and Tennessee, Vrabel against Tennessee.
And there's a Cleveland game. That's really the stretch there.
Yeah.
They go Saints, Titans, Browns.
After the Bills game, that's right.
But, right. How different should we treat a three-game stretch like that for New England versus their opening three games, which is Raiders, Dolphins, Steelers, which, you're right. Like they could lose
those
two of
those. Those are all swing games.
They could lose two of those games.
100%.
Even the Panthers. I don't know what the Panthers are going to be. But that's a good way to look at it. Even though it's easier and they don't play playoff teams from last year, like they still got to do it. They still got to do it. May's got to take another step before anybody is going to take them seriously. Well, you'll take them seriously because of Vrabel, I think. Vrabel will give that team credibility and there'll be a belief that they'll be at least pretty good. They won't be terrible because that coach is going to have them playing as hard as possible, and they've got enough talent that it's not going to be a disaster. But there's a very big difference between not being a disaster and actually being like a real contender. 803-0550, the phone number.
Two things. Number one, there is a lot of controversy and people mad about this leaderboard thing going on in the bullpen today. I mean, there's this crown thing. There's a leaderboard. There's points. It's like a around the horn type. I don't know. We don't know the scoring system, just like around the horn.
Well, the scoring system.
We don't know what's happening here.
I think it's 25 points per comment.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think I figured that out.
We do want to make sure that we know everybody knows Owen is not in charge of giving out points, correct? That is not you.
Not that we know.
I can't hear you.
No, I am not. I am not doling out the points here. I think they're stuck at they have like an hourly cap. So I don't know.
Okay.
It's early stages on the XP leaderboard on YouTube.
But, okay.
We'll get it. you know, the YouTube has to work their magic and figure
people
out.
People are like
sales
upset.
Number nine right now, by the way.
And
the
all I've done is gone in and say hi to somebody or answered a comment, a question. And people are like, why is Sal on the leaderboard? I don't know. I'm just like in the chat saying hello and answering a question from you every once in a while.
Right. Can you win your own?
I'm not here to win my own raffle. Okay. Pulling that ticket. That's not happening here. Number two, Joe, let me ask you. How much did you know before this year about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
I'm a pretty big NBA fan, so I knew a good amount about him. I will say, though, this is by far the most I've ever watched him, up close and personal.
I mean, what this guy, you know, he's the MVP now.
Yeah.
He's been in the league for 7 years.
Yes.
And, like, the last night's game was unbelievable. Look at his stat line last night. It's incredible.
Yes.
Right?
Did you watch the game?
But he has been in the MVP conversation, by the way, last couple of years.
Yeah, he has.
My point is, though, is like this guy is just like suddenly, bam, he is really, he didn't come in the league like that. You know, and by the way, he was traded.
Yeah,
he wasn't drafted originally by OKC.
There was a George trade to LA that he was the focal point of.
And you know, a lot of these guys, they come in as these young guys and you're like, okay, he's going to be a superstar right away. He spent 1 year at Kentucky. He was a one and done.
Yep.
He had 14 points a game at Kentucky that year. Comes into the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was all rookie, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But then he gets traded. And like, it's been 5 years since then. And suddenly, over the last couple of years, you've seen the ascension. But this wasn't like a player who came in with all of these accolades. I know he was fairly high draft pick, but yeah.
Oh, I mean, 11th in the NBA draft.
Right, exactly.
Isn't crazy.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's wild.
His game, I think, is going to be the reason for that. So, if you don't, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he just won MVP of the NBA, plays the Oklahoma City Thunder. Part of that, too, is team success. Their team was pretty tough, pretty bad for the first 5 years of his career. So, he'd put some numbers up, but he doesn't get the accolades, the all-star selections, MVP votes. You know, the last 3 years, he's had MVP votes. This year, he wins it.
I'm looking at his overall yearly stats.
Mm-hmm.
He had never averaged more than 24 points a game, which is still really good, in 21-22. 24 points a game. The next year, he jumps to 31 points a game.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Do you know I will cite the reason that he's taken that step.
Okay.
And also the reason why he's not a very popular player, and I don't believe he ever will be.
Why?
His style is gross to watch. He can shoot threes. He can hit a three pointer in your face. He could drive to the rim. He's not necessarily going to throw down, you know, these massive dunks. You know, he's not going to be on SportsCenter top 10 because of a dunk. So he's not flying through the air like LeBron. And he's also not shooting threes from half court like Steph Curry. The reason basketball is different, I think, than other sports. I heard someone make this point yesterday that in the NBA, to be popular and to be kind of iconic, be a legend, it's more than just the winning and the team success. There is a style to it. Like, Allen Iverson was iconic. He never won. Russell Westbrook never won, but he is a very popular player because that dude is intense and he is flying through the air and he is throwing dunks down in your face. Like, there is a style. You're almost kind of an artist in the NBA more than you are in other sports.
I know, not in a great positive way, but James Harden's like this a little bit. He has a certain way that he plays. It's polarizing, but you know it's James Harden.
This is, I think, SGA is the new James Harden in a way.
Really?
He is just, I think the reason he's not popular, and like, honestly, watching him through this playoff run and the last couple of seasons, I will not be rooting for them in the NBA Finals. Because
of him? You don't like him?
I don't want to see his style get rewarded. He is just looking for fouls.
That's he averages over six assists a game.
He is good. He is very good at all these other things, but he led the league in free throws each of the last 2 years. Like, you see it. Like, he is looking for it. He will do that little
arm
hook where your arm is near him and he's got you. Like, that's what he's looking for. He's like, come on, just put your arm just a little bit close to me so I could pulled my arm up under you, and now you're stuck, and now I'm going to get to the free throw line because the ref's going to call it on you.
Okay, it's so funny. You're talking like this in such a negative vein because I think that's amazing and awesome. Like, I think if you're that good at doing what you – to be able to do that – I mean, because when I watch him play, I was going to say, he's a guy that gets into you a little bit. He leans into you. He has this awkward way. And, like, you can't kind of stop it. And that's what makes him amazing.
There is also a there's diving with him a lot, like, where it's just a little bit of little bit of contact. And it's, he falls to the ground like he just got shot. Like, you're right. Like, it is smart. He's become an expert at it. And it's part of the reason why he's such a great player. That doesn't mean to me that it's aesthetically pleasing. I don't want to go watch him stand at the free throw line for 30 minutes of a game.
He's not a guy that you turn on the TV at night and say, I need to watch. Like, when you Steph Curry's on, bam, I want to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Steph, it's not like that, right?
And for different reasons. Like, as I mentioned, LeBron, you're going to tune in because he's an athletic specimen and he's flying through the air. And Steph, right? Steph is... I like that Steph got rewarded. That someone like him won the championship as many times as he did because he's so exciting to watch, where he's going to pull across you over and pull up from three, and he's 20 feet behind the three-point line. This guy is great, but it's just – it's not – here's a comparison that I'm not sure I want to make, but I'm going to go for it. You tell me how it sounds. He's kind of the new – he's the trap in hockey. The Devils win the cup with the trap in hockey, dude, and it's smart, and it works, but
he averaged 32 points a game.
But when
the trap is designed to lock you down.
But when 10 of his 30 are at the free throw line, or like that's on average probably. He's probably got games where he's got 20 at the free throw line. That's not fun to watch.
Harry agrees with you, by the way, in the chat. Thank you, Harry. He very much agrees with you. Hard to respect it. And
he is, I don't want to take all credit. He is he's a good three-point shooter. He's very good at mid-range. Like, he is a very good player. He's a great player. But what makes him the MVP, in my opinion, and what makes him their best player is if that dude wants to get to the free throw line because his team has gone cold from shooting, he's going to get to the free throw line.
You won't root for them no matter who they play?
No. Like, there would be other teams. I don't hate the Thunder. I would root for them in certain circumstances.
I mean Indiana or New York is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In the finals.
Yeah, Indiana is my number one because that's a fan base I can get behind.
Do you like watching Tyrese play?
I like Tyrese. Yeah. Halliburton is very fun to
watch. But he's so like kind of just smooth.
He's just smooth. He's a killer.
Yeah,
He's
not flashy.
You want a crazy stat on him? I believe it's what's the time frame? I think it's in the last 10 seconds of games. A shot to either tie or win the game. He is 12 of 14.
It's amazing.
The dude is clutch to his bones. Indiana loves basketball. They have been good for 30 years and they have never won the title. I can root for that. I can root for those fans. They deserve it. And the Knicks, I'm surprised by this because I've never been a Knicks fan. They've been kind of likable.
Yep, I agree.
Brunson and whatnot, but they're not going to win it anyway, so I think I'll be rooting for the Pacers. 803-0550 is the phone number. Joe Marino's coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll get some Bills and his recent episode about breaking down what the target shares will look like, how this split will look in the Bills' offense this year. So a lot to get to. Stay tuned. Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio here on WGR.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa. Mm-mm.
Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus supply.
Stat of the day for you here. I'm not sure if it even necessarily qualifies as a stat, but here is it anyway. It's a stat. It's a number. 24 years in a row, a Jaromir Jagr teammate. 45 years in a row, a Jaromir Jagr teammate makes the Stanley Cup final. Here's the catch, though. It's kind of cheating because the tweet I saw, Alex Barkov was his former teammate in Florida. That's who makes it this year. In 2022, they have listed Andre Palat, parentheses Olympics. That doesn't count.
No.
So it's 40,
I would not 44, count that.
44 or 45 years is still incredible. But
I'm still surprised. What year was that, 22?
Straight. 22, Andre Palat. They have listed as an Olympic teammate, but not a regular teammate.
Who was 22 here? Was Lightning and Avalanche?
Yes.
Really? There's nobody else that ever played with Jagr on either of those teams?
I guess not.
Because it's the Kevin Bacon game. You know the Kevin Bacon game, right? Joe's What's too young Kevin for the Kevin. Game? You don't know either. I'm sorry. I'm showing my
Kevin
age.
Bacon?
Yes. You know it then.
Like
every actor... There's there's this old thing called the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or the Kevin Bacon game.
Yeah.
You could pick any actor throughout history and tie them to a movie with another actor and eventually six people removed from Kevin Bacon because he's been in so many movies.
Okay. I think I've played this game before. Yeah.
So, yeah. So you could say...
Demi Moore.
Right. And you could do...
A Few Good Men.
Right, right. You could keep going. He was in... Right.
Yeah, he was
in that movie,
though. Yeah, that's right.
So,
You don't want a movie he was actually in until you want to work your way to that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
And you want to use somebody obscure.
Right.
That you can get there. Anyway, that's Jaromir Jagr. That's why I'm surprised.
Right.
Now, it's not degrees. He's actually teammates, but there's so many guys on each team.
Right, it's 1 degree.
Yeah.
You probably would have 2
And he
degrees.
Played for so long.
Yeah. Joe Marino, Locked On Bills. When we come back on... I want to ask him about corner also. That was something I had written down to get to today about what are the odds the Bills are better at corner this year than they were last season with all the moves that they made at that position. That plus much more coming up with Joe Marino, Locked On Bills, when we return here on WGR.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.